בכבוד.
יהיו פמישן. פרשת קורח. זה תורה, ויקח קורח בן יצהר בן קהת בן לוי. קורח, the son of Yitzhar, the grandson of Kehat, the great grandson of Levi. So here comes the Gemara and tells us that Yaakov Avinu, in Parashat Vayechi, when he blessed his children before he died, he called up the children, and he called up Shimon and Levi, and he was a little bit upset at them. And in his last speech to them, before he departed from them, he just did not give them any blessing, just the opposite. And in his statement he said, I just hope that my name is not going to be mentioned in Parashat Korach. Of course, Korach is the great-grandson of Levi, and Yaakov has some kind of bad feelings about Levi. At first he killed the people in Shechem, then he was involved with selling Yosef. So Yaakov, when he blesses Levi, he looks forward. He has, of course, prophecy, Ruach HaKodesh, and he knows it's going to be a person's name is Korach. So it is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he talks to Shimon and Levi, he says, please, Bikhalam al Techat Kvodi, do not mention my name in this week's parasha. What it means is, when the Torah gives the description about Korach, and the Torah says Korach was the son of Yitzchak, the grandson of Kehat, grandson of Levi, the Torah could, or maybe should, have continued, said Levi is the son of Yaakov. And why Yaakov is not being mentioned here? Because Yaakov begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knew it's going to be, we're going to have a Torah one day, and he doesn't want his name to appear here. So here comes the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled Yaakov's request, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped the roots of Korach by his great-grandfather Levi, and the Torah did not continue to Yaakov. So of course, all the Chachamim ask, what does it make? We all do know that Levi is the son of Yaakov. So what difference does it make if your name is here or your name is not here? It means nothing. He says, you cannot hide. He says, eventually everybody figures out. Korach is a great-grandson of Yaakov Avinu. He says, well, his great-grandfather was Levi. So everybody knows. Levi's father is Yaakov. Levi's grandfather is Yitzchak. Great-grandfather is Abraham. We all do know. Everybody knows who is the grandfather of anybody in the Torah. Nevertheless, Yaakov begged it. Don't mention my name. And, see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his request. His name is not here. And the question is, also, well, every time it is being mentioned a name in the Torah doesn't go back four generations. The Torah talks about a person. The Torah says his father's name. Sometimes his grandfather's name. But to go up to his great-grandfather or to his great-great-grandfather, almost never, if there is one place. Sounds here that Torah would have gone further up above Levi, and Torah would have said, Levi is the son of Yaakov. Since Yaakov begged not to have it, we don't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omitted it from the text. But actually, if we miss here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Yaakov would not have asked, sounds like Hashem would have written Yaakov's name here. As it's five generations up, for what you have to know, who was Korach's great-great-grandfather, who cares about it? Nevertheless, that's what the Gemara says, and that's what Torah gives us information about this Korach. You should know this guy, Korach, his great-grandfather was Levi. Comes the Gemara and says, wait, I want to explain to you something else. That Yaakov only asked over here not to have his name mentioned, but there's a book that's called Divrei HaYamim, this is the last book of the Tanakh, that was written by Ezra and Nehemiah. This is like the history of Am Yisrael, starts from Adam HaRishon and goes through the generations until Second Beit HaMikdash was built by Ezra and Nehemiah. In that book, you have names of a lot of people. among the names that we have over there in this book, it's called Divrei HaYamim, the history book, is a person. His name was Avi Asaf. Avi Asaf. It says this guy, Avi Asaf, was a son of Korach. And over there it says like this, that when the Sefer Divrei HaYamim quotes and gives the names of the Leviim, he said was one guy, his name was Avi Asaf, his father was Korach, his grandfather was Yitzhar, his grandfather was Kehat, his great-grandfather was Levi, and then over there, Ezra and Nehemiah continued after Levi. They did not write the word Yaakov, but they wrote Israel. So again, when they decided to write in the book the names of the Leviim that served in the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash, they quote one of the Korach's children, and they decided to write Korach's father and grandfather and great-grandfather and great-grandfather up to Yaakov Avinu. But again, they did not write Yaakov. Of course, we all do know Yaakov had a different name, Israel, as well. So over there, they wrote Israel. The question is, for what they did it? Again, you don't find in the book, Divrei HaYamim, that you go six generations up. And if you did, you can continue. Yaakov, after Yaakov, his name is Israel, you can continue. Yitzchak, Avraham, Terach, Nachor, up to Noah, if you want to continue. They said, what's the purpose? Why'd you tell me that this guy, Avi Asaf, the son of Korach, his great-grandfather Yitzhar, his grandfather Ikhat, and then Levi, and then you had Israel. And if you want to write Yaakov. No, he wrote Israel. He did not write Yaakov. He says, I don't need Yaakov, I don't need Israel. He says, this guy is a Levi. Forget about it. His name is Levi. He's Levi. What is his father? You want to tell me his father? His father's name is Korach. I have to know that he's a great grandson of Yaakov Avinu. Besides, I can figure out myself. I don't have to write it. Nevertheless, comes in the Gemara and says, you should know in our parasha, you read the parasha, Yaakov's name is omitted upon the request of Yaakov. But you should know there is a root. Should have been Yaakov's name mentioned. Let me tell you in the book that Ezra Nehemiah wrote, Divrei HaYamim, it does say about the heritage of Korach and Korach's son all the way up to Yaakov Avinu. Again, his name is Israel. So that's how the Torah starts. This is parasha with this information that we have. That of course, it's a puzzle. As we would like to know what's behind it. What even does it make? What even does it make? Who is his grandfather? What does it make? You want to know what Korach did? So you tell me, whatever Korach did, the Torah will tell you in a second. This has nothing to do with Levi, it's nothing to do with Kehat, it's nothing to do with anybody. Comes the Torah and says, Korach took. We don't know exactly what did he take. There's a few explanations. Korach says, Korach took. He says, he took what? Doesn't say in the Torah, he took anybody. So they say, he took this, maybe he took some people, maybe he took himself to one side, maybe he took a talit, maybe. There's no clear information, if you may say. The Torah does not say exactly what did Korach take, even though the Torah starts, Korach took, doesn't say what. And Atam v'Aviram, when he was able to convince Atam v'Aviram, this is old enemies of Moshe Rabbeinu, and another person, Om Ben Pelet, convinced them to go along with him to make a party against Moshe Rabbeinu. Yakum lefnei Moshe, v'anashim yisrael 50 u'matayim, he was able to convince 250 important people, mainly maybe Yoshevet Ruben lecha, the Chachamim say, Nesiyei da kirimod ad Anshei Shem, some people, he convinced them, let's go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, they went to Moshe and Aaron, and Olem Rav Lachem, he says, they went to Moshe and Aaron, they're all screaming, and they said, what is this that you took all the high positions for yourself? You, Moshe, became like the king and you gave the brother to be a Kohen. What is it all about? How come you took everything? And we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. I think, Moshe, you took control by yourself. By the way, Kichol Yadah Kolam Kedushim, everybody is holy. V'tocham Hashem, we all were standing on Har Sinai while Hashem was talking. We all heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu more or less. And it says, how come you, Moshe, you decided to do everything? So, if I would be Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have said to Korach, okay,
try.
Remember, I was in Yeshiva. The Mashgiach, Rabbeinu Lubyan, he quoted Rabbeinu Hananel. He said that one day, he said, I want to tell you an example, a story. He said this, the tail of the lion went to the head and it said, why you always go in the front and I'm in the back? So the head asked the tail, what would you like to do? So the tail said, I would like you should follow me. Enough is enough, I don't want to follow you. So the head said to the tail, are you serious? He said, yeah, I'm serious. So the head said, okay, go ahead. He says, go ahead. In 1 minute, the lion was in the pit. Because, of course, no eyes, no nothing. He doesn't know anything, the tail. So the lion is in the pit, starts screaming. So the tail tells the lion, okay, take control now. So the lion said, well, you take control. I'm inside the pit, it's all over now. I can't go out of here. It's finished. I'm done. That's, Moshe Rabbeinu is the last person that you start. The last person that you start. Though, you have to have a little common sense. This man, you know what he did in Egypt 2 years ago. This man was standing on our Sinai while Hashem was talking to us. This man took the whole Egyptian army and dumped them in the Yam Suf. This man, one day, he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells you this man. Everybody, millions of people, estimation, 15 million people in the desert at the time. Everybody gets a package. In the morning, food. Everyone. Then they have the well of Miriam. Again, you have to remember, as you guys, because of Moshe. Moshe went, hit a rock. Moshe told you, tomorrow morning you have man. There's a cloud that's on top of you. There's a cloud in front of you. This is all bizchut of Aharon. It says everything is Moshe Rabbeinu. So, you go to Moshe, he says, listen Moshe, I want you to resign. So, if I would be Moshe, I would say, b'chavod, I resign. Tomorrow morning, take the sheep. B'chavod, no? Tomorrow morning, there's going to be no man. It's going to be no water, with no cloud. 15 million people, in 5 minutes, it's finished. Besides, that this guy Korach, is not really a serious person. Because you can't tell Moshe Rabbeinu he did by himself everything. It's impossible. Impossible. You know, this man, you know him already. He came to Egypt 2 years ago, whatever he said, it was 100%. Always quotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. Here comes Makat Bechorot, all the elderly in Mitzrayim die. It says, you can't say you don't trust him. You can't say. It's not just a man that just came now. All of a sudden you don't trust him. Again, so Moshe, from his point of view, he should have said to Korach, okay, no problem. Say, Mr. Korach, tomorrow morning you take control. Lead them Israel, take them here in the desert, take them there. Let's see, you know where to take them. Let's see what you're planning to do. Let's see. Moshe doesn't do it. Moshe is trying to convince him. And it says, Moshe is talking to them. So first, the Torah says, Vishma Moshe Yaparal Panav. The Gemara says, Moshe, he doesn't even know what to pray and how to pray to Hashem. He says, this is the fourth time that Israel, they don't believe and they don't behave. First they did the golden calf, then they just complain, and then they send the spies. And this is number four, says the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu fell on the floor, paralyzed. He says, what shall I do to these people? He doesn't even pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. He goes to Korach and his colleagues, and his party. He says, you know, Boker Vida Hashem et Asher Lo. He says, listen, if you really mean it seriously, tomorrow we're going to make a test in the morning. Now what's the test? What do you have to make a test for? Let's make a test. He says, the man is not serious. Why do you have to make a test? So what is the test? זאת עשו קחו לכם אתו כוח חול על אותו, you say, you take a pan, ותנו בה an ash, put fire on the pan, ושימו להם כתורה, take that כתורה that's called the spices, לפני השם מחר, ויש שבחר השם הוא הקדוש רב לכם נלוי. So let me tell you something, קורח. It's going to be only one coin גדול, you agree? So I said, agree. So are you willing to take a test? I said, what is the test? Tomorrow morning, you take a pan, and you put fire on it and spices, you hold it, and if you're a Kohen HaGadol, fine. If you're not a Kohen HaGadol, you're going to die. So the first question is, you don't need a test. Says, leave him alone. Let him do what he wants. By the way, this information from people that almost everybody backed up Korach. He was a very good speaker. He was the richest person ever in Am Yisrael, and he was the one that carried the Luchot, the Hechal, in the desert. Very important person. So the information of Chachamim is, the way it says in the Torah and the Pesukim also, that Korach was able to collect all Am Yisrael to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. All of them. So, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I'll make a test. But he tells Korach, you know, you agree that only one is going to be chosen to be Kohen Gadol. You just claim that I chose my brother, and I did everything because I decided it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you claim that you can be the Kohen Gadol. So, tomorrow morning, you stand up with all these people that join you, they're against me, and each one should have a pen in his hand, and the spices, and put the fire on, and then, if you put the fire on, and the spices on top of it, at that second that you do it, somebody, all the non candidate for the job Kohen Gadol will die instantly. One survive. So one survive. So if you Korach, you hear Moshe Rabbeinu, you see it's not a joke. This guy already killed when he was 12 years old. He said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Egyptian person died in Egypt. That guy already did all those miracles in Egypt. This guy already took all the Egyptian army in millions of soldiers inside the Yamsuf. So he don't start off with him. But anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu offered a test. Korach said, I'm taking the test. Says the Gemara, what's wrong with you? You really think you will be the Kohen HaGadol? He said, yeah. Says the Gemara, that guy Korach, don't underestimate him. Besides that he was a rich person, besides that really the information that we have about him, that he was a holy man, he was a real holy man. It says, this man, he can see the future. What he can see, says the Gemara, he sees that his great-grandson in a few hundred years is going to be Shmuel HaNavi. But the Gemara calls him, the Zohar calls him, Avi Avot HaNaviim, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, that Shmuel HaNavi is. So comes the Gemara and says, don't underestimate this guy Shmuel. That's what we say Friday night, Moshe ve'Aaron v'chanavu Shmuel v'koreh Shmo. Says the Gemara, Moshe ve'Aaron, Shmuel shakul kenegdam. It means if you put Moshe and Aaron on one side of the scale, and you put Shmuel on the other side, they equal, the scale is balanced. It says, that's how great this guy Shmuel was. In a way, the Gemara says that Shmuel was even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain thing. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, and people used to come in front of him to be judged. And then Hashem helped him. Shmuel used to walk from town to town, from city to city to judge people. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked with him. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Shmuel in the Mishkan, and in Shiloh, and walked with him. It says, Shmuel, in a way, these certain things, is a very high person, but nevertheless, is not less than Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever it means. We may get to it later what it means, but that's a statement in the Gemara. Shakul Shmuel ke Moshe Aaron. It says Shmuel is like Moshe Aaron. Says the Gemara, this guy Korach, he sees 200 years forward, and he sees that his great grandson is going to be Shmuel. It's going to be Shmuel. He says, my great grandson is going to be Shmuel. For sure I'm going to survive. Why are you going to survive? Because you're going to have a grandson, a good grandson, a rabbi, in 500 years or 600 years or 700 years. So you think that you're going to do whatever you wish. Nevertheless, Korach, when he hears Moshe Rabbeinu, there's going to be the test with the Ketoret, with the spices, he said, I am going to survive. So you're going to survive? I'm going to survive. How can it be you survive? You have Moshe and Aaron here, and you have other people. He says, you know, you have to take like a lotto. He says, how do you know you're going to survive? He said, for sure. They're all going to die besides me. All going to die besides you? Very strange. Says the Torah, Vayomer Moshe, Korach, Shimon ben Levi. I want to talk to you. Before the test, I also want to talk to you. Mat Mikem, isn't it not enough for you? Kivdil Elokei Yitzel Etchem Adat Yisrael. It's not enough. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu separated you from Am Yisrael, Lakir Etchem Elav, that you are Levi, the Avodat Mishkan Hashem, you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you walk in the Mishkan, ולעמוד לפני הילדה לשרתם, you also sing, you stand over there on the Duchan, in Bet HaMikdash, you used to stand, the Levim used to stand over there and sing, play the instrument, והקרב אותך וכל אחיך בני לוי איתך, he says, listen, Korach, isn't it enough for you? You know, you became a Levi. Can you imagine how many people would like to become a Levi? You had the zechut, the merit to become a Levi. You can sing over there, you stand over there. Why? You want to be a Kohen? I says, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the whole idea here. I don't want to sing. I want to be the Kohen HaGadol. Moshe says, Korach, is that enough for you that you're a Levi? No, Moshe, it's not enough for me, I'm a Levi. I'm sorry. I would like to be a Kohen. Moshe said, Korach, you don't understand. You have a very great job. He says, Moshe, you don't understand. I don't like this job. Korach said, he doesn't want to be a Levi. Moshe tells him, don't you like to be a Levi? No, I don't like to be a Levi. That sounds like in a kindergarten. He says, Korach said he doesn't want to be a Levi. Moshe said, it's good to be a Levi. He says, I don't want to be a Levi. I want to be Kohen Gadol. Moshe said, for what you want to be Kohen Gadol? You be a Levi. Forget about it. He doesn't listen. He says, but Korach said, no, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a Levi. So, what do you want to be? A Kohen. He says, you want to be a Kohen? Let me tell you. Lachem. Anadim al Hashem. He says, but you rebel against Hashem. You don't rebel against me or Aaron. Aaron, what do you want from Aaron? What do you mean I want from Aaron? I want Aaron to step down. This is my demand to you, Mr. Moshe. I would like to be a Kohen. I don't want to become a Levi. Moshe doesn't give up. I don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, okay, come on, finish. Not only that, Moshe doesn't even speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. Moshe had open line any time that he wants to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Open line. Hashem answers him. He tells somebody and tells Moshe, listen, Moshe, I don't think you do anything right. The whole thing what you do is wrong. So Moshe said, okay, hold on a minute. Call the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, what shall I do with him? But Moshe doesn't say nothing to him. Just speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. No. He's going to convince him. Mishlach Moshe, he called the Tam Avram Bnei Levi Mul Nahaleh. He wants to speak to two other partners of Korach, Datan Avram. And Mul Nahaleh, I'm not talking to you. It's enough. He took us out of Egypt. It was such a good country for us. The Chachamim said, the Gemara said, they made a lot of money in real estate over there in Egypt. Now we're going to die in the desert. After the spies came back, he says, what is this? What's the purpose of us having all our fortune if we're going to die here? You just try to rule us. Forget about it. Also, you promised us in Egypt you're going to take us to a good land. Land of honey and milk and honey. Now we're going to die in the desert. Then he said, you're going to give us. They gave us nothing. And Hashem said, okay, even if you poke our eyes, we're not going to go. Just talk like this. Moshe was very upset. All of a sudden, he calls the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. Until this moment, say nothing. He says, those Datan Vaviram told him off. So Moshe speaks to Hashem. Hakla, al tefer min chatam. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just on the surface. He tells him like this. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that every morning they used to sacrifice in the Mishkan with HaMikdash a sheep. It's called Korban HaTamid. With this Korban HaTamid, they used to bring flour and oil. It's called the Mincha. And also they used to pour wine on the altar. Moshe comes to Hashem and says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tomorrow morning, when the Kohanim are going to sacrifice the sheep, the daily sheep, it's called Korban Tamid. He says, that sheep, the Korban Tamid, was purchased with money that Am Yisrael gave before Pesach. It's called Machatzita Shekel. That everybody is a partner in that sheep. It means they used to have like a safe deposit box. In the Mishkan, people used to come give donations, and from that money they used to go and purchase. I don't know exactly how it was in the desert, but this site used to go in Bet HaMikdash in the desert. All of Israel were partners in that sheep. One said that sheep is a segula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves all the sins of the people. So Moshe comes to Hashem and says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm very upset, but what I would like to do is like this. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tomorrow morning, you know, the Mishkan was always constantly full of miracles. So the Kohanim is going to slaughter tomorrow morning the sheep and put it on the altar. And there's a fire on the altar. And the fire burns everything. What I would like you to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the fire should leave over a piece of meat, and the flour that mixed with the oil should stay on the altar. What is it going to prove? It's going to prove that those people are not partners in Am Yisrael. So the Kohanim will ask, look at the miracle, look. We put the sheep, we cut the sheep, we put it on the altar. This is a big fire over there. And he says, look, this piece of meat stays a piece of meat. This is the flour. Usually the fire burns everything. Now the fire doesn't burn. This is why. This part is, if we may say, this part belongs to those people, the Tanva Viram, and then we want to exclude them from Am Yisrael. How are you going to exclude people? He says, listen, they're not part of Am Yisrael. What do you mean they're not part of Am Yisrael? He says, I have a proof for you. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, so Kohanim are going to sacrifice the sheep in the morning. Let the fire leave on the side something. That thing is not going to get burned. If it's not going to get burned, it means everybody's going to say, what is this? Miracle! Look what happened. What is Hashem? You know what? I like you, please, to do this for me. To exclude those people from that sacrifice. He says, what is the significance of it? He says, what does Moshe want to show? Everybody would know eventually if Moshe is right. And if Moshe is wrong or right, it doesn't matter. So Moshe is playing a game. He says, I want to show everybody. What do you have to show everybody? What do you have to show everybody? There's no reason to show anybody. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do not accept the piece of meat from that sheep. That piece of meat is something that it is like designated from those two people that Tanva Aviram, that they keep bothering Moshe in the desert, and now they bothered Moshe again. Hashem, please, let piece of meat stay on the altar, and also the flour with oil, and the fire will not eat it, and this is going to be a proof of what? That Moshe is right. And you think they'll believe? And if you see it, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry. That's what Moshe says. By the way, Moshe said, "Lo chamor echad mehem, nasatim lo aratit echad mehem." So by the way, so Moshe said, you know what, I never ask anybody anything. I never ask anybody to pay my expenses. So I came to Egypt with a donkey. So even if it's not the real donkey, it doesn't matter. Moshe says, I took nothing from nobody. I never did any bad thing to anybody. So, what this has to do with anything? What you're saying, it? Somebody blamed you, did you took something? Korach only says that he wants to be Kohen Gadol. Eventually, Chachamim said, he said he also wants to be the king instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe said to Hashem, you know what? I never took anything from anybody. I never even asked anybody to give me anything. So, what this has to do with conversation now? What you're saying, it? Why the Torah wrote it? He continued the Torah, and of course we know the story at the end. It says the ground opened up, swallowed Korach, and the 250 people were holding the pan with the spices, got burned, the dark. That's the end of the Haftarah that we're going to read this Shabbat is about Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi, that was the leader of Am Yisrael after Eliyahu Kohen, was asked by Am Yisrael to appoint a king. He appointed a king, Shaul HaMelech. In the beginning, a lot of people did not like Shaul HaMelech. Then was a war, the Navi says, with the nation is called Ammon, and Shaul overcome. Ammon destroyed them. Now Am Yisrael said, oh, Shaul Baruch Hashem, he knows how to fight. He's a very good soldier, chief of staff, whatever you want to call it. It says, now, B'ezrat Hashem, we want to make him as a king. Haftarah will tell us that they all go to Gilgal to make a party or a new accepting against Shaul as a king. So Shmuel gives a speech. Shmuel gives a speech, and at this haftarah, Shmuel said again, you know, I'm very upset about you, that you asked for a king. I was here, why you want a king? I was your leader. I said, you did not need to have a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your king. Anyway, let me tell you something. Anybody here can say anything about myself that I took from anybody, anything? Says the Gemara, Olam Israel said no, and they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Shamayim. Bat Kol means a voice from Shamayim said, no, Shmuel, you did not take from anybody anything. It says, what difference does it make if he took, he didn't take? Let's the Haftarah. And Shmuel said, you want to know something? I want to show you something that you made a big mistake by asking to have a king. Today is time that the harvest, the wheat, it means Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaShavuot in Israel is always summer. There's never rain on Chag HaShavuot. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and rain will come down. Says the Navi, it's in the Haftarah. All of a sudden, rain started to come down. Big rain came down, and Am Yisrael saw it and got very scared, and they started to scream, oh, Shmuel, please forgive us that we ask. We see that we made a mistake. We ask for a king. We see how great you are. Anyway, after our ends, Shmuel said, okay, just keep them. So everything will be over. Chachamim tell us the following, Rabotai. He said, you know, Torah Tenu, Torah Emet. The Gemara tells us, when they opened second Bet HaMikdash, Am Yisrael came to Bet HaMikdash. And they came from Iraq and Iran and Paras. And they remembered that hundreds of millions of Jews were slaughtered and killed by Yimach Shimon, Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuzaradan. And now Baruch Hashem, Ezra and Nehemiah built the second Bet HaMikdash. But there were very few people at the time that came back to Eretz Israel. All together, but very few people. Eventually, we should know that only 15,000 Jews were left. If you think the Holocaust was bad enough, only 15,000 Jewish people were left from whole Israel, that before the destruction were hundreds of millions. Hundreds of millions. So, the Obam Bet HaMikdash, so the people that came to Bet HaMikdash after the speech from Ezra and Nehemiah, they said, you know, the reason Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, we understand it because we did not behave. Our disbehavior is because what we call the Satan, the devil, the Malach HaMavet, the Yetzer Hara, we don't want him no more. Since the Gemara, they all were standing next to Bet HaMikdash and screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want Yetzer Hara. We don't want this test anymore. He says, enough that we lost the first Bet HaMikdash. We are the survivors. Not too many of them survived. Too many of us survived. Forget about it. Says the Gemara that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened. And actually the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected it. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected it from Yoshua when he came to Eretz Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at him that he did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy this Yetzer Hara, the devil. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the prayer, and all of a sudden they saw some kind of bad energy coming from Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, they caught it, they put it in something, but the Gemara says that they saw that the world cannot exist. It says that everybody started to live a spiritual life, and there was no physical life between people, and they said, okay, forget about it, bring it back. But actually, really, they understood that this is the destination. And that's by the way the Gemara says, that before Mashiach will come, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Yetzer Hara, the devil. So we're going to live spiritual lives. But they got this to understand when Rabbi Bet HaMikdash comes the Torah and tells us a story about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, after he left Laban's house, and he's going back to see his father in Eretz Israel, says the Torah that he passed a little river, it's called Ma'avar Yabok. Comes the Gemara and says, all of a sudden Yaakov felt that he was left by himself. He forgot some little vessels on the other side of the little river. Everybody was on the other side. All of a sudden he sees somebody next to him, a person. He sees next to him a person, and the person started to fight with him. He says, actually, who is the person? It's not a person, it's an angel. It's an angel. Angel fights with him. Who is this angel? This is the devil. Not more, not less. It's called Saroshel Esav. Fights with him. The Torah describes the fight between them, wrestling. And all of a sudden the Torah says, you know that angel sees that Yaakov is winning. Yaakov is holding him by the throat. The angel cannot run away. Again, an angel cannot release himself from a body if he came in the form of a body. Of course, an angel has no body. But since he came in the form of a body, he says he has to stay that way. So Yaakov is holding him by his neck, and the angel said, I have to go. Yaakov said, really? You have to go? You're not going nowhere. So the angel said to Yaakov, listen, now it's dawn, and I have to go upstairs. It's my turn to sing upstairs. Yaakov says, your turn to sing? Okay, before you go, I'll let you go. You got to sing, you have to sing. But before you go, I'd like you to give me a blessing. I'm not going to release you. Yaakov is holding him in his neck, talking about the devil. I mean, it's the end of the world. If Yaakov doesn't release him, he ties him up, he puts him down, that's the end of the world, finished. And it says, no devil, no Yetzer Hara, no Malach HaMavet, nobody's going to die no more. It says, this end, the world ends. I mean, for the best. So the angel says, Yaakov, listen, I got to go, I have to sing. So Yaakov said, before you go, I'm not going to release you unless you give me a blessing. I said, what blessing? He says, oh, I'll give you a blessing. You will know, I'm changing your name. Your name is not Jacob, not Yaakov, Israel. I'm Israel. I'm Israel. Big deal. What kind of a blessing is this? It's not a blessing. You're a blessing. You know, I should do this, I should do this. What kind of blessing is this? You should know your name is going to be Israel. And why Israel? Because, you know, you want me, you want Esau. I said, well, that's not a blessing. I need a blessing from you. Torah said that was the blessing. The blessing is your name is going to be changed from Yaakov to Israel. It says, I don't understand Yaakov. It says, Yaakov, you held this devil. Can you imagine? You have a merit. You can hold down this entity that kills people. The entity that tempted people. The entity that destroy all of Israel all the time. You have everything in your hand. The guy, now he wants to sing. You go to sing. What do you mean go to sing? It's nonsense. You go to sing. You sir. He listed him. As I said, give him a bracha. What bracha? He didn't even give him a bracha. Forget about it. The truth of the matter is, if you remember, the Torah tells us a story. Then when Abraham Avinu died, Yaakov Avinu cooked lentils. Cooked lentils, Esav arrived, he sees Yaakov cooking lentils. He asks Yaakov, what are you doing? Yaakov said, well, Abraham died, I'm cooking lentils. This is a custom to cook lentils for people that mourn. This is what I'd like to have from the soup. And Yaakov tells him, listen, I'm not going to give you no soup unless you sell me the elderly, the Bechorah. He says, what is this? He says, Esav was the oldest one, older than Yaakov. And he's supposed to be the Bechor. And Bechor, at the time before we eat the golden calf, he is the Kohen. Yaakov wants to be the Kohen. Says the Torah, the story. True, Esav said, I don't want to be Kohen. Forget about it. You can be the Kohen. Yaakov gave soup and bread to Esav. Esav was laughing. But he was a Sabbath of Chorah. He says, good for you. Be the Kohen. I don't want to be Kohen. Forget about it. Story in the Torah. What the purpose of it? Here you will go and you understand the concept of this week's parasha. See, before we got the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael a statement. Atem tuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Each of us really, eventually, have to reach the level to be a Kohen. Everybody has to be a Kohen. When Mashiach will come, say, Chachamim, Every Jew is going to be a Kohen. Israel are going to be all the Goyim that they kept the seven mitzvot of Noah, and they're going to convert to become Israel. But all the Jews are going to be Kohanim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. That eventually this is the job. And this is really what Yaakov is telling Esav. He wants to become a Kohen. He purchased it by giving soup to Esav. He wants to be a Kohen. So it means, you know, the designation of a person, Kohen. You want to be a Kohen. That's the top. You want to be a Kohen. Again, this is very important thing, to be a Kohen. And Yaakov Avinu, in a way, is a Kohen. Eventually, Aaron is going to be a Kohen. Before Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Avinu is being called that he was a Kohen. Atachoyen Lekel Elyon. Shem was a Kohen. Shem lost it to Avraham Avinu. Noah was a Kohen. So a Kohen is an important title for a person. And this is really what the Torah says, Vayikach Korach. Korach decided he doesn't want to be a Levi anymore. He takes himself, he wants to become a Kohen. He wants to become a Kohen. By the way, don't think the man does know what he's talking about, says Dari, when Mashiach will come, this guy, Korach, is going to be a Kohen. The man is still alive, he's under the ground, he is in the desert, says the Gemara, he still speaks over there. Don't underestimate this guy. But this guy wants to become a Kohen. Comes to Torah and says, listen, I want to explain to you something. He has a point. Because his great-grandfather, Yaakov, wanted to become a Kohen. That really the Kohen is Esau. That he was the older in the family. But Yaakov purchased it. Yaakov wanted to become a Kohen. He said, why you become a Kohen? Because Yaakov knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects all the Jews to become Kohanim. So Yaakov really purchased it, whatever it means. But Yaakov had a desire to be a Kohen, even though that what Kohen, this title, belongs to Esav, his older brother. Yaakov works on it and tried to get it. So here we go, a few hundred years later, Yaakov's grandson Korach. He also wants to become a Kohen. He wants to become a Kohen. He goes to Moshe, I want to be a Kohen. Starts the Torah and says, listen, I want to tell you something. Information. Vayikach Korach. Korach took himself. He doesn't want to be a Levi. Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar. Ben Kehat, the son of Kehat. Ben Levi, the son of Levi. Says the Gemara, you know, Yaakov, before he died, he begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't write over here Ben Yaakov. Because if Hashem had written Ben Yaakov, it means to tell us that Korach has a point. He wants to become a Kohen, like his great-grandfather, Yaakov, was a Kohen. The Torah stopped by Mr. Levi. He says, no, Korach, really, your title is a Levi only. Soon we'll see why. But this is what Yaakov prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, don't write my name this week's parasha. I said, what's the problem? Everybody knows that the Levi, Korach's great-grandfather, is the son of Yaakov. So what difference does it make if it says in the Torah Yaakov? It doesn't say Yaakov. It doesn't make a difference. No. It makes a difference. If we be written the word Yaakov here, it means that chain of Korach ends by Yaakov. If it ends by Yaakov, it means Korach has a point, he wants to be a Kohen. Well, he has a point anyway. But if we talk with the written the word Yaakov, so we say, oh, Korach is exactly like his great-grandfather. Yaakov wanted to become a Kohen, he purchased from himself. Here Korach comes against Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Torah, no, don't understand it. Korach is supposed to be a Levi. Soon we'll see why. But you have no right to become a Kohen. You want to be a Kohen? It's wrong. Let me tell you why. Look, says the Gemara, in the book Divrei HaYamim, the Ezra and Nehemiah wrote the book Divrei HaYamim. Over there they wrote the names of the Leviim, the Kohanim, the Leviim, the Israel. So among all the names, they have a name of a person, his name is Avi Asaf. He is the son of Korach. And over there it says, Avi Asaf, the son of Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kehat, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. It doesn't say the son of Yaakov. It says, what are we talking about there? And so we're talking about standing in the Mishkan Bet HaMikdash, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over there, the book, Divrei Yamim, writes the names of all the Levim, the Kohanim, who serve. He says, who serve, who sang. He says, by the way, there's a guy, the name Bet Hamikdash, Avi Asaf. That's really Asaf. This is, you know, when you see the Tehillim, you read the Tehillim, says the Gemara, Tehillim was combined by David HaMelech. Not was written by David HaMelech. Part of the Tehillim that we have was by David HaMelech. Part of the Tehillim was said before David HaMelech. Part Badam HaRishon, part by Moshe Rabbeinu, and a lot of chapters by Korach's children. Korach's children. We say before Mincha, Lamnatzeach HaGitit Lifnei Korach. Before Tiyat Shofar, Lamnatzeach Lifnei Korach. Yom Sheni, Mizmor Shel Yom Sheni, Shir Mizmor Lifnei Korach. Yom Revi'i, you see, Asaf. Almost the whole day of Yom Revi'i in the Tehillim Yom Revi'i, you say, Mizmor LaAsaf. Who is this guy, Asaf? Who is this Asaf? This is Korach's son. And you have a lot of times in Tehillim, Lamnatzeach Lifnei Korach. The Korach children singing. What does it mean? Says the Sefer Divrei HaYamim, you would know that when the book counts and writes the names of the Levim that were singing over there. So says they said that Navi Israel Nehemiah decided to write his Korach son. Korach son is a survivor. Then while Korach went down the ground, they started to go down, but at the end they were able to hold, the Gemara says, the side over there, and they climbed up. They sang all those songs. It says, when the Divrei Yamim in the Tanakh writes the name of this guy, Avi Asaf, the son of Korach, goes up all the way to Yaakov. But they don't call him Yaakov, they call him Israel. So what do we call him Israel? It says, when this name that I'm Israel, have Israel, Israel. So what's this name, Israel? What's Israel? We know what Israel is. Israel is when Yaakov released the devil to go sing to HaKadosh Baruch. Singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more important than Mashiach, more important than anything else. He says, Yaakov had the opportunity to take this angel, time up, like Am Israel had this opportunity, will open second Beit HaMikdash, to destroy the devil. He says, you can destroy the devil right now, you can destroy him. Yaakov is holding him in his hand by his throat. He says that he cannot release himself. Yaakov just had to take a little rope, tie him up, that's the end of it. There's no death, there's no Yetzirah, nothing. He says, this angel told him, listen, I got to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, my friends are waiting for me that I have to join this group to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yaakov, okay, I release you. Can you give me a bracha? He says, I try to give you a bracha. No, I give you a bracha. Your name is going to be Israel. What means Israel? No, Israel means Yashar Kel. Sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your job. And therefore, in the Tanakh, when Israel Nehemiah wrote the book, Divrei Hayamim, they wrote Korach's son, and they give the roots all the way to Yaakov, but they call it Israel. This is why you give the roots all the way up to Yaakov Avinu, to Israel, because the name of Israel was given to us by an angel, by the devil, by the Satan, by the Malach HaMavet. When Yaakov released him to sing, he says, your name Israel, you're singing. And that's what the Gemara says, the angels are singing upstairs, when we sing downstairs. And this is really what the Torah wants to teach us. This is the Yaakov. If Moshe could have killed Korach instantly in 1 second, Moshe could have told Korach, you know what, you want to be the leader? Go ahead. What would happen? Korach would have died. And we would never get the message. If somebody would ask us, what the message? The Gemara says, you know, when Mashiach will come, the Sidurim that we have today will have no use anymore. He says, you're going to say one chapter in Tehillim. Mizmor Letoda. That's what we say every morning. After Baruch Shemar, Mizmor Letoda. What is this? Sing. Sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. From the whole text that we have, from the whole Siddur that we have, when Mashiach will come, you put away the Siddur. You're not going to say anything. It's no lachash, nothing. Don't say nothing. Only say Mizmor Letoda. If you do it, Hashem besimcha. Bo el chanam edunah. That's it. That's it. What are you going to say? The Shulchan Aruch says it. The Gemara says it. This is the job that you have here, is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's more important than anything else. And that's why Yaakov released the angel to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Moshe tells Korach, I don't understand you. You're right. Kohen is destination. But before Mashiach will come, you've got to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your job. After Mashiach will come, you're also going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Kohanim Dari says, they will sing as well. HaKohanim Alvim Ne'at Tzadok says, Dari, when Mashiach will come, every Kohen will be a Levi as well. Because your job is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Korach, you don't want to sing. It says, Moshe to Korach, I don't understand you. Is that enough for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you, made you a Levi? Korach said, no, I want to be a Kohen. You don't understand, Korach. You understand what a Levi is. A Levi sings. A Kohen doesn't sing. He says, right now the job is to sing. You were designated. Hashem chose you to sing. So what do you mean you don't want to sing? You don't want to sing, it means you rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not against me. He says, I'll make you a test. What is the test? Tomorrow morning you take the spices with the fire. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the spices have a tremendous energy. What was the energy? Says Shlomo HaMelech Kimat from the spices. Shemen uktoret yesamach lev. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishle, you know, if somebody is going to ask you, what is this ktoret that you say every morning? You say before Minchat ktoret. What is the ktoret? What's the purpose of the ktoret? And so the purpose of the ktoret is to make you happy. If you make you happy, you're going to sing. The whole idea is you should be happy. And so Hashem gave you a Torah. But what Hashem gave you a Torah? Because Hashem is sharim v'samchei lev. The Torah makes you happy. Says the Gemara, what is the next step? Says the Gemara, kol ha'shone belo zimra. It says, chas shalom, you learn. And you don't sing while you're learning, it means you're not happy. It says, better off you weren't born. So what are you talking about? I learn. You don't understand. The purpose of learning Torah is you should be happy. You should be happy. It says, you sing from happiness while you're learning. Says the Gemara, if you didn't sing, you didn't reach the destination. You missed the whole point. It's not the Torah. It's the happiness. It's not the happiness. It's the singing. Says Ruach HaKodesh you get. Says the Gemara, Yonah Navi became a Navi. He went to Bet HaMikdash. People were singing. He got the Ruach HaKodesh. He became Navi. He said, when did he become Navi? Simcha B'Tosheva. People were singing. He says, the purpose of life is singing. This Korach, he wants to be a Kohen. He says, eventually you're going to be a Kohen, says Dari. Mashiach will come to be a Kohen. But at that time, you're going to be a Kohen and Levi. Moshe tells Korach, listen, tomorrow morning I'm making a test for you. You take spices. You put the spices. At that moment, the spices on you. The spice gives you happiness. At that moment, you start singing. You say, Moshe, forgive me. I don't want to be a Kohen. I want to sing. I want to be Chozolito. I don't want to do something else. I like to sing to you. This is the purpose is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe comes to Hashem. He says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to give them the last chance. He says, tomorrow morning they're going to sacrifice the Beit HaMikdash, the sheep. And you should know, in Beit HaMikdash, the Levim were singing. He says, when the Levim were singing in Beit HaMikdash and the Mishkan, he says, after the sheep, after the morning, when they slaughtered the sheep and they poured on the altar, on the Mizbeach, some flour, and they poured a little wine, then the Levim started to sing. With the instruments, singing, all the Levim, the children, all singing. So when this happened, it says this happened when everything is getting burned on the altar, on the Mizbeach, and while they're doing it, they're pouring wine. So what the pouring wine for? Because the wine is a symbol. Yain is hamach levav venosh. It says, wine makes you happy. It says, they did the Torah, the Beit HaMikdash, to make everybody happy. They poured the wine, the Beit HaMikdash, to make everybody happy. It says, Moshe asked the people, listen, last chance. Tomorrow morning, I want the piece of meat from the sheep, plus the flour, to be on the altar. Everybody's going to say, what happened? What happened? He says, this is the people, they're not happy. He says, for the people not happy. He says, you better get happy. He says, if you get happy, you're going to sing. You understand that Mr. Korach is going to say, listen, I draw my opposition to Moshe Rabbeinu. I see, I understand. I have to be a Levi, I have to sing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is playing along with them. And he, of course, he has the power to stop this revolution. He has the power to kill them. But he doesn't want. He says, the purpose is you should be happy. Comes to the Gemara and says, you know what? Some Mishnah. Ezu Ashir Asamiach Bechalko. He says, you want to know who is really rich? The one is very happy. Moshe says to Hashem, listen, you know, I'm very happy all the time. I took nothing from anybody. He says, I want them to be happy as well. He says, they were very rich people. I said, look, they're not happy. They want more. They said, listen, how come I didn't get another good things you promised me in Egypt? He said, but I'm very happy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to make them happy. That's after all, it's been the same thing. That Shmuel HaNavi, says the Gemara, was a very rich person. He said he never asked from anybody anything. He says, because he was a happy person. He says, I want to show you something. I'm right 100% with my statement. He says, rain is going to come. Says the Gemara, when rain comes, everybody is happy. He says, the purpose of rain is to make people happy. Shmuel HaNavi, he works to show everybody, this is what you have. You have to be happy. He says, no, you demanded to have a king. It means you're not happy what you have. You want something else. Everybody who wants to reach that level, asameach b'chelko, you be happy what you got. He says, if you have demands, it means you're not a happy person. Here, Vayikach Korach, he's not a happy person. He wants something else. Says the Gemara, Korach, the richest Jew ever is Korach, the richest Jew. Says the Gemara, no. So, no, now he wants to become a Kohen. You know what's the problem? You're not a happy person. You're not a happy person, you're not going to sing. This is the purpose of life, is singing. He says, this is what the Torah wants to teach us. That story about Korach, Machloket, back and forth. He says, the message is you got to sing. And that's what Moshe tells Korach. Isn't it enough for you? You were chosen to sing. Singing goes all the way up. Singing is what made Yaakov Avinu release Satan. Told him, go back to Shemem as long as you sing. He says, your name is Israel. Israel, Eretz Israel. Israel means singing. Yashar Kel. He says, not just because we want the angel. We want the angel, we release the angel. He says, Am Israel is Am of happy. He says, we're happy what Hashem chose us, what Hashem gave us. He says, that's the purpose of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oz V'chedvah M'kumo. He wants us to be happy. He says, Korach is opposite. He's upset. He's not happy what he has. He wants to get more. Says the Gemara, this is against creation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, He only created us to sing to Him, to be happy with Him. And that's the message the Torah tells us. You know, those people are not happy persons. They went, Korach went down in the ground. The ground swallowed him because he's not happy. He would be happy nothing. It says, the children of Korach were saved. So we're saved. So what did they do? It says, they're singing. So his whole Sefer Tehillim, you see, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 chapters in Tehillim, maybe less, maybe only 30. This is 100 from 150 chapters. Big number. Korach children singing. It says, the Gemara, David HaMelech combined it. But it's not written only by David HaMelech. Major part is the children of Korach. He says, what did he do? They got up, they're singing. Not singing because Hashem helped them. They're singing about Eretz Israel. They're singing about the Hamikdash. They're singing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is because they understood the task, the goal, the obligation is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bnei Korach lo metu. Korach's children survived. They understood that the message is to sing. Korach is not a happy person. He's rich. He's using his wealth for himself. He says he wants now to have respect. He wants to be Kohen. He says the Gemara says, even what you have, they took away from you. He says, you, Korach, the richest person, go down the drain with all his fortune. He's waiting for Mashiach. Then he's going to go up, says the Gemara. He's going to be a Kohen. Right now he's being punished. Only because he wasn't a happy person. People will be happy, Mashiach.